Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
From Ukraine, we go to France and to the result that nobody saw coming. The pollsters, the public or the politicians. Sunday's parliamentary election left none of the three blocs with enough seats to govern outright. Marine Le Pen's far-right party was tipped to emerge as the dominant force following President Emmanuel Macron's decision to hold a snap poll. However, the National Rally have been pushed into third place behind a hastily assembled left-wing alliance and Macron centrist. Well, Cole Stangler is a US-based journalist in France and he joins me on the line. Good morning, Cole.
Good morning.
So take us through the numbers, the winners and the losers and where we stand this morning.
Well, right now, you know, we have three large blocs right now in the National Assembly. The one that came in first is the new Popular Front, that left-wing alliance that you mentioned, with right now around 182 seats. Then we have the Macronist coalition. And then finally, we have the far-right National Rally coalition. As you said, the problem now we're facing is that none of these alliances has that ability to form an absolute majority. You need 200, you need a majority of the 577 seats in the National Assembly to form a government of your own. And none of the parties have that. So we're really in uncharted waters, really, for the history of the French Republic. Having these three blocs in which there's no absolute majority, there is a tradition of power sharing in the history of the Fifth Republic, what we call cohabitation. So having a president and a prime minister of different parties, that's not new in itself. But what is, again, is this idea of three blocs, no absolute majority, really just kind of unprecedented situation we're facing in France.
And the New York Times, who I know you write for, saying this morning, France looks ungovernable. Are they right?
Well, right now it's certainly unprecedented. I think it's going to take time for kind of the smoke to clear, the dust to clear, so to speak. And I think there's a few different options that could emerge. Right now, we're seeing the left wing parties, the New Popular Front, saying that they should be the ones able to form a government because they got more seats than anyone else. They're meeting right now. They say they want to offer some names of potential prime ministers in the week. Of course, the issue rapidly becomes, if the other parties don't agree with them, that scenario very quickly becomes unworkable. And so that you have to sort of start moving down the list of possible scenarios. One other alternative could France move towards a kind of Italian scenario, a sort of technocratic caretaker government that's able to be the most inoffensive, for lack of a better word, government possible in order to withstand potential opposition in the assembly? That's one scenario. Could we potentially have a kind of broader grand coalition with some elements of the left, but not everyone, some elements of the right, but not the far right, some elements of the Macronists? That's kind of another scenario. But again, all this is moving very quickly and political parties are meeting as we're speaking.
Mm-hmm. And these elections, the results, they don't affect President Macron's job, but he will have to work with this person, whoever it is, who becomes prime minister once the dust settles. And he has three more years to run, doesn't he?
That's right. The French Constitution, I think all of us are becoming more and more experts of the Constitution of the Fifth Republic by the hour, really. But under the French Constitution, the president does have a lot of authority, but it is ultimately the government that is the what's formed with the National Assembly that determines national policy. So in a certain sense, this is out of Macron's hands. He can formally name the prime minister, but it's not his decision to make. What the government comes down to the National Assembly. And so, yes, in effect, Macron will have to live with what the National Assembly decides, and he will serve the remainder of his presidency in a much, much more reduced role. There is another possibility that some have floated of a potential resignation. But again, I don't want to speculate too much. So Macron is waking up to this new reality like a lot of people in his party.
And his bet was, it's me versus the far right. But did he ever consider, do you know, or have you heard, that it was going to be him now being forced to work with the left?
Yeah, I think that this gamble, I think by any measure now was I think we can call a failure. If the goal was to increase Macron's share and his party's share in the National Assembly, it's a failure. I think it's quite clear now from the reporting that's emerged, from what people within his party have suggested, that he did not think that the left-wing parties would be able to cobble together this alliance. Because before the election, there was quite a lot of tension, quite a lot of division. They very quickly proved him wrong. So I think he discounted that from happening. And, you know, I should say as well, another theory that's been circulating in the halls of the Élysée is that Macron was perhaps willing to let the far right actually govern France, because he thought that maybe tactically it'd be better to let them have a chance of governing now than potentially winning the presidency in 2027. It looks like if that was maybe part of the calculation, that does not seem to be happening either. So kind of whatever way you slice it, this gamble, I think it's pretty fair to say, has backfired pretty clearly.
And just a word about the national rally, the fact that they will have around 143 seats, it does make them a powerful force in Parliament, because they will be the single largest party, won't they, Cole?
Absolutely. You know, the parties of the left are sort of touting this as a victory for understandable reasons. They have more seats than anyone else. But you're right. If you look at the individual parties themselves, the far right has more seats than any other single party. Right now, 143. That means in practice, you have 143 offices across the country where you have members of the assembly on the ground speaking to constituents, continuing this sort of process of normalization of far-right politics that we've seen over the last few years. And that's what Jordan Bardella said in his speech last night. He also emphasized the fact that French voters could be quite frustrated by the fact that because of these strategy of candidates dropping out between rounds, that they might view this, French voters might view this as a kind of deprival of their ability to express popular will. So we see already the national rally, the way they're going to approach these results. And we're seeing, you know, they very clearly are going to have more deputies than ever before, more MPs than ever before. And I think that process of the far right continuing to gain traction may well continue.
I see the Prime Minister, Gabriel Attal, arriving at the Élysée now to hand in his resignation. You say the far left groups, they're meeting now to try and come up with a candidate. That's not going to be easy, though, is it, for them to agree on someone to go forward?
Yeah, they need to reach a consensus, the left-wing groups. And, you know, I should say, I would say there's some raging from the center left to sort of the populist left. The other thing that's important to stress is that Attal's formally presenting his resignation does not mean that he actually will resign. The president has to accept that. And so if you look at the situation right now, the president could tell Gabriel Attal, well, right now things are unclear. I can't accept your resignation under these circumstances. I'm going to have to wait a little bit longer. One deadline to maybe look at is July 18th. That's when the National Assembly has to elect a new president. So things could be a little bit more clear then. And it's quite possible that we might see the Prime Minister Attal stay on for a few more days, if not beyond July 18th, as the situation sort of becomes more clear. Because right now, as I think is quite obvious, there is not a alternative prime minister that's on the table.
All right,
there is no other option right now.
A very unclear situation in France. Cole, thanks for telling us about it. Cole Stangler there, US journalist who is based there in France. Coming up next, Joanne Cantwell on a huge weekend in sport.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.